Welcome to episode 35 of the Timeless Tactics podcast, The Practice of Detachment. Imagine this episode as a quiet walk through profound ideas leading to a clearer, more empowered mind. Together, we'll explore detachment as a timeless and transformative tool for personal growth, emotional balance, and resilience in the face of life's challenges. Detachment is an art often misunderstood. It's not about caring less, cutting ties, or distancing yourself from the things or people you love. Instead, it's about shifting how you care, caring in a way that frees you rather than traps you. Detachment involves creating space for clarity and balance, allowing you to engage fully with life without being overwhelmed by it. It's about learning to ride the waves of emotion and uncertainty without losing yourself in the process. Picture this as building the inner strength to sway flexibly with the wind instead of breaking against it. When we practice detachment, we cultivate the ability to separate our self-worth from external circumstances or outcomes. This doesn't mean we stop pursuing goals or striving for connection. It means we learn to let go of the unhealthy attachments that weigh us down. Detachment enables us to approach life with a sense of calm and stability, even as chaos swirls around us. Today, we'll dive into how detachment can serve as your gateway to resilience, better decision-making, and deeper self-awareness. We'll break down the differences between being attached and being indifferent, showing that detachment is not about apathy, but about empowerment. You'll discover how this mindset can improve relationships by fostering healthier boundaries and reducing emotional dependency. Finally, we'll share actionable steps to help you begin your own practice of letting go, tools and techniques you can use to develop emotional balance and freedom in your daily life. Whether you're navigating a tough decision, dealing with stress, or simply looking to feel more grounded, this episode will offer valuable insights to guide you on your journey. Let's take this walk together. Understanding detachment. Imagine you're holding onto a rope in a tug of war. Your hands are clenched tight, your muscles are straining, and all your energy is focused on that one fight. The harder you cling to something, whether it's an idea, a relationship, or an expectation, the more you exhaust yourself in the struggle. Now imagine letting go of that rope. Letting go doesn't mean giving up, walking away, or losing interest. Instead, it's about choosing to release the tension and free yourself from the constant battle, allowing yourself to observe and respond with clarity rather than react impulsively. Detachment isn't about becoming cold, indifferent, or detached from life itself. On the contrary, it's about creating emotional space that allows you to care deeply from a calm, grounded place rather than a reactive, frantic, or fearful one. It's learning to let love, intention, and kindness flow freely, without being tangled up in the need to control outcomes or cling to fear of loss. Detachment helps you find balance. It allows you to engage fully with life, but without getting caught in the chaos of over-attachment or emotional overwhelm. It's not about closing yourself off. It's about opening yourself up to freedom, stability, and a clearer perspective. Detachment doesn't mean you stop caring or striving for your goals. Quite the opposite. It's about pursuing your aspirations and relationships with a calm confidence, trusting the process rather than fixating on the outcome. This mindset allows you to approach challenges with resilience, finding creative solutions instead of being paralyzed by fear or doubt. When you detach, you also give space for growth, both for yourself and others, as you release the need to control every variable in your environment. Practicing detachment requires self-awareness and intentionality. It starts with understanding your triggers and learning to pause before reacting emotionally. Developing mindfulness and grounding techniques can help you stay present, making it easier to respond thoughtfully rather than impulsively. Over time, detachment becomes a tool to overcome limiting beliefs, build healthier boundaries, and create a sense of inner peace that enhances your capacity to thrive in both personal and professional settings. Benefits of detachment. When you practice detachment, you open a world of possibilities. It's not about giving up or becoming indifferent. Instead, detachment is about creating emotional space to navigate life with greater clarity, peace, and purpose. By letting go of the things you can't control and focusing on what truly matters, you empower yourself to live more freely and authentically. Let's explore how detachment can truly transform your life, builds resilience. Life will always throw curveballs, unexpected roadblocks, career setbacks, or personal challenges. When you detach from the need to control every outcome, you build the capacity to adapt and grow through these moments instead of breaking under pressure. This mindset fosters an unshakable resilience, allowing you to stay grounded no matter what life throws at you. Over time, you start seeing obstacles not as threats, but as opportunities to grow and evolve. For instance, a failed project at work might initially feel like a disaster, but with detachment, you can step back, reassess, and take it as a chance to refine your skills or pivot in a new direction. Detachment turns life's challenges into stepping stones for growth. Reduces stress. Chasing perfection or wrestling with unrealistic expectations can drain your energy and fill your mind with clutter, leaving you feeling overwhelmed. Detachment helps you release these pressures by letting go of what you can't control and shifting your focus to what truly matters. This practice lightens your mental load, creating space for calm, focus, and meaningful action. Imagine being stuck in traffic. You can't control the delay, but you can choose to detach from frustration, take a deep breath, and use the time to listen to your favorite podcast. By reducing your need to micromanage every aspect of life, detachment allows you to approach challenges with calmness and clarity, creating a more peaceful mindset where stress loses its grip. Enhances decision-making. We've all been there, faced with a tough decision clouded by fear, anxiety, or emotional attachment. When you practice detachment, you step back from these overwhelming emotions, allowing you to evaluate your options with a clear and objective mindset. This detachment doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you remove the noise that clouds your judgment. For example, instead of making a career decision driven by fear of failure, you can focus on whether the choice aligns with your values and long-term goals. With detachment, you gain the mental clarity to prioritize what's truly important, leading to decisions that are thoughtful, balanced, and empowering. Improves relationships. Healthy relationships thrive on trust, empathy, and mutual respect, qualities that grow when we let go of the need to control others. Detachment in relationships doesn't mean disengaging or being indifferent. It means releasing the urge to dictate someone else's choices, actions, or behavior. This creates space for deeper understanding and authentic connections. For example, if a loved one makes a decision you don't agree with, detachment allows you to respect their autonomy while maintaining your support and love. By not trying to mold others to your expectations, you build a foundation of trust and mutual respect where both individuals feel free to be their truest selves. Over time, this practice strengthens relationships, fostering more harmonious and meaningful connections. Encourages personal growth. Detachment is not just about avoiding stress or improving relationships. It's also a pathway to personal development. When you let go of attachments to outcomes, fears, or external validation, you create room to explore who you truly are and what you value. This openness allows you to embrace new experiences, take risks, and push yourself outside your comfort zone without being paralyzed by fear of failure or judgment. Detachment empowers you to focus on personal growth, helping you align your life with your deeper passions and purpose. Detachment is not about surrendering to apathy, but about finding strength, clarity, and balance in life's complexities. When you detach from the need to control, you free yourself from unnecessary burdens and discover a sense of peace and freedom. Now, let's ground these benefits with a few personal stories to illustrate how practicing detachment has brought resilience, clarity, and unexpected growth to real-life situations. These examples will show how letting go can unlock new possibilities and bring greater fulfillment to your life in ways you might not expect. Personal stories on detachment. Years ago, I experienced a major career setback after pouring months of effort, energy, and passion into a project that didn't land where I hoped. I had envisioned success and put everything into achieving it. So when it failed, the disappointment felt crushing. At first, I clung to those feelings of frustration and replayed endless what-ifs in my mind, questioning every choice I made. I couldn't see beyond my failure. But then I stepped back and consciously worked on detaching myself from the result. It wasn't easy, but with time I began to shift my mindset. This detachment allowed me to notice opportunities in the setback that I had previously overlooked, new doors that the failure unexpectedly opened. I pursued those opportunities, which ultimately led me down a completely different career path. In hindsight, that shift changed the trajectory of my career entirely, and I'm grateful for the growth that came from learning to let go. Another time, during a tense family disagreement, emotions ran high, and everyone was eager to defend their perspective. My typical reaction would have been to jump in and argue my side with passion, doing everything I could to prove my point. But this time, I intentionally practiced detachment. Instead of focusing on winning the argument or making others see my perspective, I focused on truly listening and trying to understand their points of view. I let go of the need to control the outcome of the conversation, and to my surprise, this approach led to a calm, constructive dialogue. That moment proved that detachment doesn't mean disengagement. It means approaching situations with openness and curiosity instead of defensiveness. It was the kind of conversation I had thought was impossible in the past, and it left me feeling more connected to my family. Lastly, in my fitness journey, I found myself overly attached to immediate results. Every time I looked in the mirror, I felt defeated when I didn't see the changes I was hoping for. I became fixated on what I thought success looked like and felt discouraged when the process didn't seem to align with my expectations. Eventually, I realized that my attachment to quick results was holding me back. When I learned to detach from the need for instant gratification and shifted my focus to enjoying the daily process, whether it was a workout, a meal, or simply staying active, the experience transformed. I started to truly enjoy the journey. Over time, I began noticing consistent, sustainable progress and ultimately stuck to my fitness goals longer than ever before. That small mindset adjustment turned what felt like a chore into something fulfilling and rewarding. Every one of these stories underscores a timeless truth. Detachment doesn't mean you stop caring. Instead, it enhances your ability to care in a healthier, more productive way. By letting go of the need to control every outcome, you create space for growth, perspective, and new opportunities. When applied properly, detachment can create profound and lasting transformation in every area of life. How to practice detachment? Detachment is a skill that allows us to navigate life with more peace and clarity, but how do we integrate it into our daily routines? Like any skill, detachment can be cultivated through consistent practice. Here are a few actionable steps to help you begin. 1. Cultivate awareness through mindfulness. Mindfulness is the foundation of detachment. It's about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment. Picture yourself sitting by a peaceful river, watching leaves float by. Each leaf represents a thought, feeling, or moment. Your role is to observe it as it passes, allowing it to drift downstream rather than clinging to it. For example, when faced with a stressful situation, take a moment to pause and recognize what you're feeling. Acknowledge it, but remind yourself that you don't have to hold on to it. Over time, this practice helps to create a sense of calm and emotional balance. 2. Challenge your attachments. Detach by identifying what you're holding on to too tightly. Ask yourself, what am I afraid to lose and why? Whether it's the idea of a perfect career, a relationship, or an unattainable goal, recognizing the things you're attached to is the first step to letting them go. For instance, if you're clinging to a specific outcome at work, reflect on whether that attachment is serving you or creating unnecessary stress. Detachment doesn't mean giving up. It means loosening your grip so you can move forward with less resistance. 3. Separate yourself from outcomes. Shift your focus from outcomes to efforts. Do your best, but remember that the results of your actions do not define your worth. For example, if you're working on a project, pour your energy into the process rather than obsessing over perfection. Life is unpredictable, and it's impossible to control every detail. Trust the process and remind yourself that your value is not tied to the end result. This mindset can reduce anxiety and help you approach challenges with a sense of freedom. 4. Practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful way to reframe your perspective. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, you shift from a mindset of scarcity to one of abundance. Each day, take a moment to reflect on things you're thankful for, whether it's supportive friends, a comfortable home, or even small joys like a warm cup of coffee. Gratitude doesn't eliminate challenges, but it reminds you that there's still goodness in your life, even during tough times. 5. Set healthy emotional boundaries. Detachment also means creating boundaries that protect your emotional well-being. This is especially important in relationships. Love and care for others, but don't tie your happiness or self-worth to their moods or actions. For example, if a loved one is going through a tough time, offer compassion and support without absorbing their pain as your own. Healthy boundaries allow you to maintain empathy while preserving your own sense of self. 6. Engage in reflection. Reflection is a powerful tool for detachment. Journaling, for example, allows you to process your thoughts and emotions from a safe distance. Write about what's weighing you down or what you're struggling to let go of. Seeing your feelings on paper often creates a sense of clarity and perspective that can be hard to achieve when everything is swirling in your mind. Over time, this practice helps you identify patterns and develop a more neutral, grounded outlook. By incorporating these steps into your life, you'll begin to shift your perspective. Detachment isn't about shutting off your feelings. It's about creating space around them. It's about learning to approach life with a sense of freedom, where you're no longer weighed down by unnecessary attachments. The result, a mindset that's empowering, liberating, and deeply aligned with your inner peace. A timeless practice. To wrap things up, let's reflect on the importance of detachment. Detachment is not indifference. It's about finding emotional balance. It means staying present and engaged without being overwhelmed by emotions or outcomes. It helps you face challenges with resilience and clarity, allowing you to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Practicing detachment improves relationships by reducing conflict and fostering understanding, as you can approach situations with less emotional bias. It also enables better decision-making by allowing you to focus on what truly matters instead of getting caught in unproductive worries or attachments. And most importantly, detachment is a skill that anyone can develop through mindfulness, self-awareness, and regular reflection. By cultivating this practice, you can create a more fulfilling and balanced life. Challenge yourself to practice letting go today. Start small. When you feel frustration, disappointment, or the urge to control, pause and ask yourself, "Can I release this?" If the answer is yes, you've taken your first step toward a freer life. If today's episode resonated with you, take it deeper. Reflect, journal, or share your stories with me. Together, we'll make detachment a powerful tool for unstoppable growth. Thank you for tuning in to Timeless Tactics, your path to unstoppable growth. Until next time, take care, and don't forget to make space for detachment in your life. Your growth starts now.